Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our discussion of the sugya of Kriya de Rav Ivi, where there was a certain power of Rav Ivi who took a dekel, that Rav Ivi also wanted the dekel. In the end, Rav Ivi got the dekel and he ate the peiros. There's machlokes between Abaye and Rava, Rav Chisda says he doesn't have to return the peiros. Abaye and Rav says, no, he has to return the peiros even in the meantime, so that's having to give back the dekel. Why do you have to give back the dekel? So that's the subject of a big discussion in the Rishonim. And we saw, this is the third shiur. In the previous shiur, we laid down the Yisod and we explained Shitas Harif. But in the first shiur, we saw the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan on Tesis. That what Rav Ivi did was, he brought Edim that he's more Karev, that he's Karev. That he's a Karev. And the other guy, we don't know. And he is a Migul, the guy with the Paris. He can say he didn't eat the Paris. He's believed to say that he's a bigger Karev. He's a closer Karev. So on the Paris, according to Rav Chisda, we let him keep the Paris. And the tree itself, since Rav Ivi brought a Raya that it's brought Edim that he's a Karev, so he gets to keep the tree. The Paris, the other guy gets as a Migu, then he could have said he didn't eat it all. So since he says that he's a Karev, more than Rav Ivi, he doesn't have to return the Paris. So that's enough like it's, and Bai and Rav say no, that since the Karev gets Edim Tachas Yado, it's not going to help the Migu, it's not going to help for the Paris. And Rav Chisda says that no, the Paris, the Migu is a good Migu. The pair for the Paris, the Migu is a good Migu. And the tree itself goes back, not the Paris. That's Rav Chisda. Man, Rav said, "Keep the body on." Okay, so that's the Shitas Rechaim Taisus. And the Yisod that we saw is that the Chakira Nodas Baldin Kameidim Tami. The two ways of looking at it is either that he's actually believed on the past, the Baldin is more disbelieved on the Mitzvah of what happened in the past, or no. He's not believing what happened in the past, he's only believing in the present, not in the past. So that's what we saw. And that was the discussion last time, which was Mamish Kavaldik. You know, it's like $100 million, Baruch Hashem. And now we take it further. V'nira shagam shitas ha-Rabbeinu Chanan al-Hachim farshim. We saw in the previous shiur about the Rif, the Afshal Omar al Todavar. Negabei Rabbeinu Chananel. Afshar lefaresh oto beoto kivun. Ve'ma she'omer l'Rav Chisda. That Rabbeinu Chananel said according to Rav Chisda. Dinam b'migu l'chalti. He's Naman b'migu. He could have said I didn't eat. And what he's Naman saying is the Karev. Rabbeinu is l'omir chos migu klal. Rabbeinu Shomer in Achli v'diachli says I ate, but I ate my own. Kiloi omal klum. Kevin the Binach Yodal Moment Shal Achshav Shubi Yodoy Ruala Maisa Shahoya. He asked me Moide on the moment. Not on the Maisa, on the moment. What does he say? He says I ate, but I ate my own. I ate, but I ate my own. It's like he didn't say anything. Why is it like he didn't say anything? Because we need him to be moed down the moment. That's another thing we said. That if he says, in achli v'diachli, and we go on the tzad that, believe in the matzav achshavi, and the present situation, so when he says, he's saying, I don't know you anything. He's not admitting that he ate the fruits. He's saying, I don't know you. Because that doesn't matter what happened. What matters is what's going on right now. And right now he's saying, I don't know you anything. And since he says, I don't know you anything, so Mele doesn't have to give back the fruits. And one detail he's arguing with the Rif, that according to the Rif, Mahani Hai Svara, I feel Shomer Mamish Negat Ha'idim. אפילו הם עידן שקרב תפין. רבנו חנן אלוהי מהני אלא בעומר שקרב. זה נדור פעם נקודה. According to the Rif, this svar is effective even when he says mamish neged Eidim. Even if they say he's Karov Tfei, in other words, according to the Rif, what did the Eidim say? The Eidim said that Ravidi is a closer Karov. And he's saying against the Eidim! Even though he's saying against the Eidim, it doesn't matter, we still believe him. Because he says, the Diach, I'm the closer relative. V'ilo Rabbeinu Chanan el, lo'im hani el abram shukarov. According to Rabbeinu Chanan, it only helps because he's saying, I'm the Karov. In other words, the Eidim, Rabbeinu Shukarov, the Eidim said that Ravidi is a Karov, and they didn't say anything about the other guy. So, when this person says, Chom Ruven, when Ruven, Ravidi's relative, when Ruven says, I'm a closer Karov, he's not going against the Eidim didn't say he's not a Karov. According to the Rif, the Eidim said that they're more of a Karov, that Ravidi is more of a Karov, so he's going against the Eidim. But Lefi Rabbeinu Hananel, all the Eidim said was that Ravidi is a Karov. So when he says that I'm a closer Karov, he's not going against the Eidim. So we believe him because he's not going against the Eidim. The Rif says we believe him though he's going against the Eidim. The Eidim said that Ravidi is Karov Tvei. And we believe him, he said, no, Didi Achli, I'm meaning my own. And therefore I'm Karov Tvei, we still believe him because in the Matzav Achshavi he's saying that he's he's saying that he ate his own. And Amela is not Torah Seidah. He's not admitting anything. Why is he not admitting? Is he saying, I don't know you. I don't know you. He's not admitting. So that's Shad according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Eidim say that Ravidi is a Karov. And he says, I'm a closer Karov. He's not going against the Eidim. And he's also not admitting, because he's saying, I'm a closer Karov. And really, when I ate my own. So that's not admitting. Because in the Matzev HaChshavi, he's saying he doesn't know. Again, according to Rabbeinu the Rif, he's even believed against the Eidim. Maybe Pshat is when it's Mamish Neged Eidim, it's like all we hear from him is, I ate. And not that I ate my own, because he's Neged Eidim. We hear him say he ate. We don't see him say I ate my own, because the Eidim said he didn't eat your own. So we don't hear that part. But in according to Rabbeinu Chananel's Malach, that the Eidim just said he's a Karuv, Ravidi is a Vadai, and he's a Sufik. Ain't Sufik Motsi Midei Vadai. Ah, if you're in the realm of Ain't Sufik Motsi Vadai, then we can start hearing him. Then we can start hearing him. Vazika Makam Lishmaya Dvarav. We came into Ain't Kan Hoidah Lamam and Shalachshav. Loi Mikri Hoidah. And since there is not a hodah on the moment of now, it's not called a hodah. We're hearing what he's saying, because he's not going against the Eidim. And what is he saying? He's saying, I don't know you anything. I don't know you anything. He doesn't have to pay back anything. And we know we could believe him because he could have just said, I don't know you anything. I never ate. He says he ate, but he's not admitting. He's not admitting that he owes. Gamni Halo Mar, so that's stage one in explaining Pshat in Rabbeinu Chananel. Gamni Halo Mar, the Rabbeinu Chananel Sofer Begidrei Pesha Osar, Lo Ki Arif. שנסבור דקייב ונדה אין כאן הוידו על המומן של עכשיו אין כאן הוידו אלא סובר אף היא נאבד מאמין לו על המייסה בגודס הידוס הוכי אפשר להאמין לה במיגו מסבור כאב ונדה הקרקע יצס מתחס ידו והביטה את הדיסה עשו ובפרט כאן דשורש הסביק הוא הקרקע ולא הפרס. עד הקופן מי כדין הפשע עושה. וביר הידין אינו נאמן מסבור. אלא דקייבן דמפיו אנו חיים. שיחם לעשיס משהו אימן. הגם שיתוכן בינו ימס, כי עמד הקופן וישלום מוקם משהו צודק. שהרי עדן לא יססו יסבור, אבל איך הדיק העדן שקרב תפי, הרי יוסוי סל דברי העדן. אם כן, מה שאומר דידי אחלי, הווי כלא אמר כלום. מי אפשר לקבל דברו בתור עשה פשע עשה? ומה שאומר נגד עדן, כלא אמר כלום. So like this. According to the Rif, since there's no Hodah in the moment now, it's not considered a Hodah. But it could be Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't hold it. Rabbeinu Chananel says that we could believe him on the Maisa by Godus Eidus. As it could be that we believe him on what happened in the past. That he ate the fruits, not just that we don't, that the fruits were, that he ate what belonged to him, but we believe him that he ate. Meaning, until now we were saying that we only believe him now. Now what's he saying? Now he's saying, I don't know you anything. Because I ate what belonged to me. So what are we hearing from him? We're just hearing the fact that he doesn't owe him anything. What we hear is that he doesn't owe him anything. And therefore there's no Hodah. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it could be, they didn't, if we say that we believe him on the Maisa, that in Achli v'didi Achli, we believe him. That he, not only that he doesn't owe anything, but that in the past he ate, just he ate his own. It could be we believe him, normally. But here we can't. Why? Because it's Tarti the Sasri. Why is it Tarti the Sasri? Because he's giving up the kark, he's got to cough up the kark. Since it's Tarti the Sasri, we can't believe him on the fruits, and not believe him on the karka. We're frat over here, the sharish suffix in the karka. It's not just tied to the sastri, but we want to give him the fruits, and that's soysa the karka, which is the sharish suffix. However, there's a din about pesha asa. It's the explanation that pesha asa is a nemanus of svara. But it makes sense. If we believe him that it was oyser here, that he ate the guy's fruits, we can believe him that he's matir, that it's his own. That he not only believed him when he ate the fruits, Pesha so we also Pesha that they were his own fruits. Ella, the Kaven Shem Piv Anu Chayim, since Pesha Asa Pesha Hit there, Piv Anu Chayim, we're going based on what he said. We have to do what he says, even though it could be it's not true, since it also could be that it is true, because he's not being Seisir the Eidim. Since he's not being Seisir the Eidim, maybe what he's saying is true. According to the Rif, his mom is so to the Eidim. The Eidim say that he's Karav Tfei. The Ravidi is Karav Tfei. And he's so to the Eidim. We still go with what he says because he's saying, now I don't know anything. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, he's not so to the Eidim. So it could be what he's saying isn't true. It could be what he's saying isn't true. Because we're giving the karka back to Ravidi. So it could be the fruits also belong to Ravidi. And it isn't his fruits. But it could be that what he says is true. And he's not going against the Eidim. The Eidim just say Ravidi is a karav. They don't say he's karav tfei. So maybe this guy is a karav tfei. Eidim didn't say not. So therefore, what's that pesha asar? Mipiv anu chayim. Since he says I ate, we also trust him that he ate his own. And therefore, he's not chayiv anything. Because he says that he's karov tfei, and he's not going against the Eidim. There's not an animanus misvar. We just have to do what he says because Mipiv Anu Chayim. We only know that he ate because he said so. But he said that it's his own. But when they're eating, we say that he's Karav Tfei. the Ravini's Karot Tvei, he says, so when he says Didi Achli, he's not saying anything. And you can't be Makabal Dvar for Torah Sakesha Asa. The Mashayimar Neged Eidim, Kaloyamar Klum, so Neged Eidim is nothing. But here he's not going Neged Eidim. Because the Eidim just say that Ravidi is a Karot. And he's saying, I'm a Karot Tvei. And I ate with Didi Achli, Apesha Asa, Apesha Yitir. So it could be that we believe him that we don't believe him on the past, we don't believe him on the present. Or it could be that we could believe him on the past, we could believe him on the Maisa by God to say this, but here you can't do it Misvara, because the Karkas Yossi is Mitachas Yada. So why are we going to accept what he says? Because of Pesha Asa. Because since Mipiv Anu Chayim, we have to do what he says. He says I ate, so we also have to believe him when he says I ate my own. And he's not being so the Eidim. So that's Divrei Rabbeinu Chanana. Now, if we'll remember, we had the Rif. And the Rif said two cases, two possibilities as to what the Metzius is over here. And that is that it's talking about their Eidim Shukarov Tfei. Their Eidim that Ravidi was more of a Karov. Or that he himself admitted that Ravidi was a Karov Tfei. Now in an instance that the Eidim are the ones who said that he's Karuv Tfei, we have to say, Shehutoin Shezed Didei, Vislein Migul Gabe Aperis, Yiberam Elo Achalti. So the Eidim say that the Eidim say that Ravidi is more of a Karuv, and he says, no, I'm more of a Karuv, it's mine. And he's a Migul Gabe Aperis because he could have said Lo Achalti, and Rav Chizda is L'shitaso, because he says the Migul Makom Eidim. And Abai and Rava hold that we don't say Migul Makom Eidim. And then we saw the Kashi of the Baal Amor. So why doesn't the Gemara say that's the Machlokes? If we say Migul Makom Eidim, here you have Eidim, it's a Migul Makom Eidim. Now in the second case that the Rif and the Ramban, that was the Kashi of the Baal Amor. In the second case of the Rif and the Ramban, where he was Maideh, so what's the Machlokes? We have to say that he says lo achalti peris, and the raven that he did eat peris, and he has a migu, he could have not been moide. He could have just chosen not to be moide. That Ravidi was karov tfei, but he didn't. He was moide, and he said he didn't eat peris, so he's a migu that he didn't eat. Either Eidim against him, because they're Eidim that he did eat Paris. So Nachama, we come back to Migul Makom Eidim. Or whether or not we say Apesha Asur Apesha Eidim. Here were their Eidim. So that would Lechor be the Pshat. However, we saw in the Magid Mishnah, not like that. We saw in the Magid Mishnah, who writes, "Ul divrei akol dino shel Rabbeinu emes, v'afal pi she'ein shem eidim, kama ochal, kevin shehoidu kama ochal, v'yishedim she'achar kor v'yeser, v'hodelo u'motzim mimenu, mashach v'zem muska." So he's explicit that in the instance that he's moided, that Ravidi is more of a karev, even though he's Moide, he's also Moide Alechilas Paris. And not that they're Eidim, that he ate and he says, I didn't eat. So why would Rav Chisda argue with that? In other words, he's Moide that Ravidi is more of a Karev, and he's Moide that he ate. So there's no Migu. Why would Rav Chisda argue and say he has to give back the fruits? And what's the chiddush of the Rambam that in such a case he has to give back the fruits? So it must be the hodah is not effective in the fruits. But the Rambam included these both ofanim, the oifen of whether Aiden that he's karv tfei, or he admitted that he's karv tfei, in one chiddush. Mashmah is the same chiddush. These are two different, completely different chiddushim. One is linyan eidim, they're arguing migu b'makom eidim, do we say migu b'makom eidim or not? And linyan hoid is machlokes, if hoid is effective, l'gabi the peiros. So how can the Rambam put them together in the same chiddush din? Okay, sweet friends, there's a lot more to talk about. And there's Lat Hashem, hopefully in the next year, we're going to go deeper into this machlokas, and we have a lot of mishlos to discuss. So please stay tuned, and this will be awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.